Good afternoon, Shady Groove Heads. This is your faithful leader Ryan coming at you from my bedroom in Philadelphia. It is a nasty day out there in Philly, and I'm gonna play some music that actually embodies that feel right now. And when it's raining, usually there is no sunshine. So let's kick it off real quick with a little Bill Withers. Do it.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? I've got a story, ain't got no morrow. But the bad guy win every once in a while. I've got a story, ain't got no morrow. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. When it go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky. When it go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird. Steps, no. I'm gonna let the music move me around. I've got a dance, I ain't got no steps. I'm gonna let the music move me around. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Fly high like a bird up in the sky. To my friends, I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friend. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird?
That was a great, block of music we had for you right there at shadygroove.blogspot.com. Had a little R&B and soul for you. Just recapping what we just heard, it was Billy Preston. That was Will It Go Round in Circles off of his 1972 album Music Is My Life. Before that, heard I Never Loved a Woman the Way That I Love You by Miss Aretha Franklin off of her 19... That was actually a 1967 single. It peaked at number one on the R&B charts. It was actually her first her first big hit of her career, really jump-started her career there. And we started things off with Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine, and that was off of his 1971 album called Just As I Am. And that was number 6 on the R&B charts, number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100. It's actually ranked number 280 in the Rolling Stones' 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. So that was also his first big hit as well. And he actually got, you know, Bill Withers actually got the idea from the idea for that song from after watching the 1962 movie Days of Wine and Roses. And he just got the idea from that. At the time, he was a factory worker, just puttering around. He said he was 31 years old at the time and working at a factory making toilet seats for 747s at the time. But he that jump started his career, and also went on to write some other great songs, Use Me and Lean on Me and those kind of things. But anyway, let's keep it on rolling. We've heard some R&B and country, R&B, but let's hear some country. This is Willie Nelson. And when the evening sun goes down, you know, they say that nighttime is the right time, and I'm not sure if Willie agrees here or not, but he's it's definitely his life. So let's hear it. Ain't no good life, but it's my life. And many people just like me. Life, but it's my life. Well, now the song for the blues that you're playing, and listen to what the blues are saying.
Thank you very much. That's my sister Bobby over there. Say hi, Bobby. Bobby said hi. This is Jody, Rex, Paul English, Chris, and Mickey.
Try your best just to make it quick. Pour my tin to the sink. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Night nurse, only you alone can quench the setters. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy.
We just heard Night Nurse. Only you alone can quench this thirst. That is, there is a patient by the name of Magna, but that was actually a really good song, Night Nurse, by Gregory Isaacs. And before that, we heard Nightlife, that was live, by Willie Nelson. Nightlife is considered to be one of the most covered country songs of all time, and Willie actually, that was Willie's song. Ray Price recorded it in the early 60s, and then Willie started playing bass for his band, the Cherokee Cowboys. Anyway, let's continue on this this podcast number 12 here from shadygroove.blogspot.com and into a Marley medley. You know, a little country, a little roots, a little folky, and I think this is what Marley really was before the big reggae screen. So check this out.
Searching the whole darn day for a little woman of mine, mine. Someone told me I could find her here, but it seems she disappeared. Said I searched the whole darn day, night is drawing nigh. I think I'd better go home. Try tomorrow again. But when I reach that railroad station, I miss the last train. And then it seemed like two drops gonna fall on me. Yes, it seemed like teardrops gonna call on me now. I said I better make up my mind. What am I gonna do? Am I gonna rest up here, or am I gonna push on through? My mind said, hey man, you hit the road. Down there I miss the track. I'm lost, Lord, I'm lost. Hey, love is such a heavy load. And then for crying out loud, come back to me. For crying out loud, hear my plea. For crying out loud, come back to me. Why do you treat me so bad? Why do you treat me so bad? Bam, 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 boom. We'll be right back.
Oh, some smooth jams. Before, well, we started that set with Bob Marley, an acoustic medley, if you will. That was off of Grooving Kingston 12, and it really is a really great tune called Dewdrops off of that album there. It was actually recorded in Sweden in 1971. It was a tape actually he made for Johnny Nash, who Johnny Nash basically would go on to, obviously he would have a minor reggae hit with Stir It Up by Bob, and also a more significant one with I Can See Clearly Now. But, and then after that, beautiful, acoustic version of Bob Marley, we heard Eric Clapton off of, 461 Ocean Boulevard. That was the deluxe edition. This was a 1974 album that Clapton made. First one that he made after quitting heroin. The second one after Derek and the Dominoes had dissolved there. And it was actually a Jimmy Reed song called Ain't That Lovin' You. In 1974, that album, 461 Ocean Boulevard, was actually... the title is the address of a house... his house that he was living at in Golden Beach, Miami. So it's also featured on the cover there, too. He recorded that at Criteria Studios in Miami, Florida. And in 1974, another kind of linkage to Marley before that. In 1974, on that album, 461, he also recorded I Shot the Sheriff, which was a Marley song, and hit number one on the Hot 100 charts. The album actually also made it up there onto number one on Billboard's Hot 200. So anyway, let's keep on rolling. Move, you know, keep it in the South there, and move into another Southern band. We're right in the middle of this this week's podcast. So let's hear a long jam. This is by the Allman Brothers, and it's a Dickie Betts tune. Check it out.
We got a new song for you. Some of you probably ain't heard it. Spit some chewing gum out there.
One, two.
This is Dickie's song. This is called Blue Sky.
Tell me all I need to know. Oh, no.
Plenty hot.
Whew, plenty hot. That is correct, Dickie. Oh man, what a that's an amazing Dickie Betts song, by the way. It was Blue Sky from the Allman Brothers Band off of 1971 album Eat a Peach. And that was Dickie's song, not to take anything away from Dickie, but I heart Duane Allman. And and by the way, so that last little block, the one before this was Clapton's Ain't That Loving You. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know, this is a couple of years after the Derek and the Dominoes, but it sure sounds like Duane Allman in the right ear, in the right speaker, on that song, playing with Clapton. So listen to it again, hit rewind on your computer or your iPad or whatever you're listening to this on, and actually listen to Ain't That Loving You again with, and I'm pretty sure that's Clapton in the left ear and Duane in the right. If you want to listen with headphones, it makes it a lot better, but let me just tell you a little bit about Blue Sky, just because it's one of my favorite songs of all time, by the way. So let me tell you a little bit about it. Blue Sky basically is a song off of Eat a Peach album. Dickie Betts wrote this song about his Native American girlfriend, Sandy Blue Sky Wabigjig. And for a while, Betts actually refused to perform this after his 1975 divorce. But although Duane Allman was a part of the recording of the song, he died before its release on Eat a Peach. Duane Allman and Dickie Betts played on the bridge solo, Duane going first, followed by Dickie. They switch about halfway through, usually. But there's only four known live recordings of the song with Duane Allman, one of them being this one that you just heard from SUNY Stony Brook in 1971, September 19th, released in 2003. There's just a blistering live performance there, and this was the first time Dickie, this song, Blue Sky, was the first time Dickie ever sang lead vocals on an Allman Brothers song. So, great tune. Let's keep it rolling with the Southern Rock here with little Dixie Lullaby.
Bye. Whoa, it's That's how it's happened, living life by the drop. Up and down that road in a worn-out shoes, talking about good things and singing the blues. You went your way and I stayed behind. We both knew it was just a matter of time. Living our dreams, oh, you on top. My mind is aching, Lord, it won't stop. That's how it happens, living life by the drop. No waste of time, we'll love the day. Churning up the past, there's no easier way. Time's been between us, a means to an end. God, it's good to be here walking together, my friend. Living a dream. My mind's still aching. That's how it happened, living life by the drop. That's how it happened, living life by the drop. That's how it happened, living life by the drop.
Okay, life by the drop. We just heard another beautiful tune. That was Stevie Ray Vaughan. It was called Life by the Drop. That was off of his The Sky is Crying album. It was a 1990 album released about a year after, actually, Vaughan's death in 1990. So it came out in 1991. But Life by the Drop is a song written by Vaughan's friend, Doyle Bramall. And it was played on acoustic guitar, obviously, there. Before that, Dixie Lullaby by Leon Russell, off of his Leon Russell titled album in 1970 there. So that was Keep It the Selling Rock. Let's move to some smooth funk. And I only got a couple more songs, so shadygroove.blogspot.com. Hit us up. Give us some requests. I'd love to play them. Let's go.
Super heavy funk. Hot, 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 and bad.
Wait! beat the hell out of us.
Well, that was a great set as well. We just started that set off, that block there, with James Brown, the father of funk, father of soul himself, and called Papa Don't Take No Mess. That was actually released originally as a two-part single in 1974. It was his final number one R&B hit. The full length of that song tracked in at 14 minutes, actually. Anyway, after that, we heard The Slickers with Johnny Too Bad. I just just revisited The Harder They Come. which is a great crime film, Jamaican crime film, 1972, and that was actually the Slickers. They're best known for that song off of that soundtrack there, and that's actually all the time we have. Too bad, but that was a great, great set of music and a great podcast from shadygroove.blogspot.com. Gonna leave you again with, like we do every week around this time, it's your Dilly Dose of the Gourds. Since it's raining out, it's been raining all day, let's hear a track called Ceilings Leaking off of their 2002 album, Cowfish, Fowl, or Pig. See ya.